Hey, okay, so this is part two of my Charlie Sheen interview. It's actually going to be super short. I was in the middle of giving my last point about why I think Charlie Sheen's web talk show, live stream show, is actually more promising than people are giving him credit for. It wasn't the best thing, it wasn't, but I think that there's more there than what people may be seeing or want to see, So, anyway, my last point was that he is somewhat reminiscent of Howard Stern 25, 30 years ago, 30 years ago actually, and Howard being kind of representative of the every man and the every guy, every regular guy who's been told their whole life that they can't do anything, that they're whether they were told that by their parents or their their girlfriends or their wives or whatever. Howard Stern kind of presented the underdog, and he said to men, "You can do whatever you want to do. Whoever you are, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, it's all good. You like porn? Do porn. You want to sleep with three women? Good for you. Rock on." Now, that those values don't speak for everyone, and certainly Howard took a boo, a just a drubbing, but he also kicked some ass too. He actually defined a new genre of radio, and generations followed suit. My point is that Charlie Sheen reminds me a little bit of Howard Stern in that regard, in that he is now online and he has a show where if you listen to every segment and you listen to some of the stuff that he says and who he is addressing, he's actually trying to do the same thing. And it very well could be because Howard is his contemporary. Like they kind of were raised together, right? And he may have been told by whatever system that he can't be what he wants to be, even though he's had so many opportunities handed to him, I'm sure. But the bottom line is that he talks to the everyman, and when he says things like "tiger's blood" and "you're a winner" and "I'm a winner," it's resonating because people want and need to hear that, and they're not hearing it from anywhere else in Hollywood. They're not hearing it from other actors. They're just not hearing that. And for some reason, I don't know why, Charlie Sheen wants to impart. Wants to be perceived as someone who is lifting people up and showing them how to be winners. I don't know. It could be a shtick. It could be what he really wants to do genuinely. I don't know. My point is that in terms of watching a show and entertainment and holding an audience, I think that that does it. Simply because Howard did it 25 years ago, and he did it maybe better, but he did it. So anyway, I don't know. What do you think? That's pretty much my whole thing with the show. Yeah, it wasn't that great, and yeah, it can be better, and it will get better if he stays clean and he stays on this track. It will get better. My feeling is that he will continue to improve the production content because, believe it or not, even though he is smoking crack or whatever he does, he there is some sense that he enjoys his work as an actor, that he, even if he takes it for granted. So I don't know, I think he'll try to improve this. I don't know, I could be wrong. What do you think? Let me know. Let me know. Charlie, you can actually tweet me at It's Complicated, or leave a message on my site. Okay, charlieoliver.me.